This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 30. Sunrise at 5:08 a.m., sunset at 8:24 p.m. Sean Horgan writes in the Gloucester Daily Times that National Grid's contractors will return to work next week on the utility's $30 million Gloucester Harbor cleanup project, providing yet another element to navigate around during the busiest time of the year along the city's waterfront. According to Sean Horgan, the utility's contractor is scheduled to begin the summer portion of the construction schedule, by far the most challenging for the neighbors at the site, first on the property of the U.S. Coast Guard Station Gloucester, before shuffling next door to Maritime Gloucester on August 1, and then back onto city-owned property at Solomon Jacobs Park after Labor Day. According to Tom Belf, executive director of the Maritime Gloucester Education and Maritime Center, he's quoted as saying, "We knew this was going to be difficult for this coming up. We'll have all of July without workers and equipment on our site, but that will change in August." The actual work on the project began last September. Workers have completed the bulk of the necessary dredging of the inner channel directly behind Maritime Gloucester, with a small portion of the work being deferred until fall, according to Sean Horgan. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that old newspapers, books, school handbooks, lists of Civil War veterans, and even a campaign bumper sticker for one of Peabody's most beloved politicians were what greeted Mayor Ted Betancourt when he opened the city's two time capsules, one each from 1881 and 1989. What turned out to be an exciting ceremony of looking into the city's past was preceded by what sounded like intense hammering coming from the mayor's office. Took some jimmying with a hammer and a screwdriver to do the job. The mayor's office confirmed later the event was delayed a few minutes by these efforts. The capsules were opened, Betancourt donned rubber gloves and pulled out what former Peabody officials and residents thought would be important for residents more than 25 and 125 years later. The capsules were removed from the city's Civil War monument in Peabody Square a few weeks ago. The monument is moving roughly 30 feet closer to the courthouse from its old location due to a reconfiguration of that intersection. The 1989 capsule was opened first, a Pride in Peabody sticker peeling off the side, and then Betancourt, assisted by former Mayor Michael Bonfanti, slowly removed items to prevent any damage. Bridget Turcotte writes on itemlive.com, after her baby was bitten by a dog inside Town Hall in Saugus, Lee Jarrow wants signs prohibiting non-service dogs from entering that building. Jarrow is quoted as saying, "My concern is that they have events that happen on the second floor of that building. There are movie nights, family ice cream nights, and we're members of this community, but we won't attend any of those events because there's no guarantee that that dog isn't going to be there." Jarrow said her husband, Christopher Jarrow, and daughter, who she asked not to be named, visited Town Hall in February so Christopher could register to vote. Harold Young, the animal control officer, said in February that the dog was on a leash, vaccinated and licensed at the time it bit the child, but the dog was then quarantined to its residence for 10 days, which was routine. And according to Bridget Turcotte, the baby, who was bitten in the face, was sedated and received 10 stitches a half inch below her eye at Boston Children's Hospital. And sports editor Steve Krause of The Item also writes that throughout the 61-year history of the Harry Aganis Scholarship, coaches and civic leaders have ensured that the men and women who participate in the week of games played in Aganis' honor are well served. Started right after Aganis, a three-sport star at Lynn Classical High School, who later played at BU and for the Red Sox, died in June 27, 1955, and it continues today with people such as Matt Durgan, who played in the 1984 game and now its game director. That 55th Aganis All-Star Football game will be played tonight at 7 p.m. at Manning Field, and it can be heard right here on msonewsports.com. That's a look at North Shore Today. I'm Rick Moore.